Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, you've got some local news.
Local footy news.
Tell me.
I have. I haven't got names though, Rick, but I have got a couple inclusions to Newry Rover Football Club.
Yes.
They have ex-Henley A1 Amateur League ex-captain they've recruited. Obviously got the... now, I've got to say their names, Rackle and Alzer.
Yes.
They've still got those boys.
They're still there. Well, they're very important to them.
The Bentley boys have come back, who played the previous year in their premiership side, went to Westies last year, played reserves footy all year, both of them.
Right.
Well, they're back. They're both like centre forward, centre back.
That's
like
pretty
top
useful,
guys.
Yes.
And they've also recruited an ex-Port district captain. So, don't know the names, haven't had the names given to me, but...
well, they've been pretty busy.
Pretty handy inclusions,
sounds,
I would say.
Pretty successful.
Barossa District, was talking to a lad from there. They just got a couple ex-Henley guys, and he said they'll be just run-of-the-mill type players. Right. And one's coming back from a knee reconstruction too, so...
Well, it sounds to me as if the Newry Recruiting Agency, perhaps... after what our dear friend Warren's told us about Kapunda, they should go and have a meeting with them because I've heard that Kapunda have recruited no one.
Well, only the coach, and he's brought one with him.
Yes,
so, I mean, they'll be probably similar to last year, I guess, run-of-the-mill type thing.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem they've got is converting on the scoreboard. I watch them. They're not the worst side going around, but they get the ball into their forward zone and then seem to never be able to put it between the white sticks.
Well, they lost Jolly. He kicked 40 or 50 goals that one year, and he didn't play last year for him. He had a year off. He had his wife had a baby, and this year he's gone back to CMS Crows up in the York Peninsula. Yeah. So,
well, that's a bit of local news.
Yeah, so
I tell you what, I think we might have mentioned it before, but Gawler Central have recruited pretty well and got some of the big names back.
Yeah, some of their players back. Like, Charlie Molyneux is probably the biggest name back. And
well, they got that bloke who runs around in the forward zone who kicks goals normally, Mercer.
Yeah, Mercer. Well, he was back last year.
Yes, but they didn't feed they didn't have Molyneux feeding it to him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they go.
It will.
Yep.
I think they might be on the improve.
And won't be far away either, Rick.
It's not that far.
Time's ticking by.
Now, tell me, Phil, what about this fundraiser to be played, I think it's on February the 28th, Marvel Stadium, Victoria versus the All-Stars. Now, I've got a question for you.
I'm not going to be able to answer it because I think we had a little bit of a discussion before we went on air.
You're professing that. How can... It's fair enough that Robbie Gray...
Yes.
...and incredible talent is picked to play for Victoria.
Yep.
Because he's a Victorian.
Yep.
Now, tell me this. How does Scott Lysett get in the Victorian side?
Well, we quickly looked up a bit of information, didn't we? We cheated just before and Googled a little bit.
Well, I find it amazing. Yes, we did. And the answer is, according to Mr. Google and Wikipedia, he was born in Sejuna.
Yeah.
Now, unless...
Sejuna, Victoria.
That's right. Unless I'm greatly mistaken... I reckon Sejuna's on the far west coast. It's just about as far away from Victoria as you can get before you get into Western Australia.
There you go.
Now, on top of that, not only did he play, according to the information, junior football for Thevenard, he then got recruited and played junior footy with Port Adelaide.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Then, which is rather interesting, I mean, he's only 6'8", 203 centimetres and 98.
Hardly noticing.
Well, you wouldn't, but evidently he was a bit of a junior superstar. And then in the national draft in 2010, he was picked up by West Coast Eagles in the second round with pick 29. Now, as we know, he played for West Coast and, in fact, played in their 2018 premiership.
Yep.
But what's even more fascinating, I reckon, is that the rumour around was that in that 2010 draft, given that he was a Port Adelaide player, the rumour was that Port were going to pick him up with their round 16 pick and they ignored him.
Wow. And now we've got him... As a free agent.
As a free agent. So the only thing that's sort of mind-blowing to me is how he can be playing for Victoria.
Well, I can't answer that, Rick. I know we had a little, quick discussion before we came on air, and I thought, well, perhaps he was from Victoria, so we looked it up. And
well,
I don't know how that works. How does that work? Either.
I mean, sure, it's a fundraiser, and we're not playing for the Royal Crown Jewels, but it just seems pretty weird to me. I mean, there's no question about Robbie Gray
And Rory Sloane.
Rory Sloane, Adelaide captain. Yep. I mean, he's a Victorian. That's fine.
Tell me about a few of the all-stars.
Well, it seems to me they've been loaded up with a few crows. Yep. Rory Laird, the one and only Tex Walker.
Who?
Tex Walker. I think he'll be playing. The rumour around is that he's asked this year's coach for him to be moved on to the centre wing.
And you know what I heard last night?
No.
He won't be playing a trial game for Adelaide this year because he's out this week. He's got a wedding. And next week is this game. And then they eventually kick off, basically. So he won't play a trial game. Well, they can't believe it that he won't. So here he is wanting to play on a wing. He's not even going to get a game on the wing.
Well, I will admit, well, I don't know whether he'll get a game or not, but, I mean, I think we've discussed that his form over the last couple of years has been less than perfect, but the only time he seemed likely to get a kick when he wandered down from full forward or centre-half forward onto nearly the half-back flank and did pick up the odd touch or two there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you've got Rory Laird, Texie Walker and Brodie Smith all playing for
huge names.
The All-Stars.
Yeah, huge.
It'd be interesting to see. I mean, one of the reasons they dropped State of Origin Aussie Rules football was that the clubs, unlike rugby, didn't want them to play for risk of injury.
Yeah, injuries.
And so
Imagine doing a knee and that.
Yeah, but it will be interesting to see how, you know, how hard they go at it in this fundraiser.
Yeah, you don't want it a kick and a giggle, do
you?
You
don't.
Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. I mean, they've got to go at it a bit.
Well, you'd think so. I mean, obviously, the one thing Victorians are very good at is going to all these sorts of
shows. It'll be absolutely
full. And
a bit like the ladies' final in Adelaide last year.
Well, that was full.
It was full.
There will be a difference, though, that people pay to get into this.
Oh, one. Okay. Right. Yep. I think that's right. I forgot that.
The rumour about town. Yep. But it'll be interesting because it is interesting the dynamics of the difference that, I mean, State of Origin rugby is looked upon as being the be-all and end-all, and none of the rugby clubs consider the risk of injury. Now, admittedly,
hell, they go at it, don't they?
Do they? What? I mean, the only thing you can see is that you don't seem to get the serious knee injuries in rugby. And maybe that's my theory.
They run straight.
They run straight. Yeah. There's not the twist. I mean, they can tackle. They smash each other. But they don't tackle from behind, as it were. I mean, they drag them to the ground. But anyway, it is interesting. I think it's a one-off. I don't think we're ever going to see it because of the injury risk, as it were.
Yeah, it mightn't come back as a full-blooded. Just quickly, Rick, watched a little bit of footy last night.
Yes.
There's a game on, St Kilda versus Hawthorn, which is a couple of our old players from Port Adelaide, Paddy Ryder and Dougal Howe.
Yep.
Paddy went quite well. Dougal was a little bit quieter, but Dougal's the one that I'm interested in to see how he goes. I reckon he's going to be a real loss to us. But
He's a good player.
Yep.
He really is.
Yeah, but
now you wouldn't have calmed down, would you?
What are we talking about now, Rick?
The Redbacks' second win in a row.
Wow.
Eh?
Unbelievable. I'm still over the moon.
Well, I thought you
Worrell, would be. Worrell, 5 wickets, and he just wrapped it up for us.
He did indeed.
And made runs, 36 runs as well.
He did. Now, it's interesting you say that because, very rarely do the whole six in a batting order fire at any one time. But I think probably one of the big problems with the Redbacks over the journey in the last year or so is the lack of consistency of the batsmen, as it were, inverted commas, making runs. Now, in this game, good luck to them, and it's great that they've won two in a row. But, Tommy Cooper's made 99 in the first dig, and then the tail enders, the fast bowlers, have got us up to a winning score. It was good to see
about the run-making machine?
Well, the run-making... Oh, I was just about to mention him, Fergie, on fire.
Well, how he hasn't played more games for Australia is beyond me.
Well, I mean, naught in the first dig, 5 in the second.
Oh, that's probably why he hasn't played for Australia.
But he did occupy the crease for, I think, 5 and 9 minutes in those two. So he earned his money. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, he did field, didn't he?
He did. I mean, he did very well in the Hit and Giggle Big Bash League.
Yep.
But we're actually back playing first-class cricket now. And
he mightn't have known that.
That's they forgot to tell him.
Yeah, but he didn't even play for South Australia and the Strikers in that.
I wondered why he was wearing a different uniform. He hadn't changed.
Yeah, that's what it was. No one told him.
No.
Big Bash is over.
But it is interesting.
And what about Trav? How did the great man Trav go?
Well, the thing with Travis is that undoubtedly he has talent, but the problem I see, and, you know, with all our psychologists and so forth, he's done. I mean, most people, you wouldn't dare criticise anyone for making 46 in the first dig and 49 in the second. It's the old story, like Ian Chappell suggested in the paper a few weeks ago. He hasn't learnt to go on with it. You know, I mean, like, at least one of those should have been converted into a ton. And dare I say it, and gee whiz, I wish I was averaging 50 or 48 or whatever every time I went out to bat. But if he really wants to become a test cricketer, then he's got to make hundreds. You know,
it is
very sad but true that he gets out so often in that middle range of scores.
And now, can I ask you, how did he get out? Was it a cheap shot, or, you know, like, you know, he caught off in a bit lazy and he just sort of waves the bat?
Well,
or?
I mean, I would argue that a number of them, their footwork is a bit questionable.
Yep.
And I think you possibly could suggest that in the first dig in particular, perhaps the feet weren't quite where they should have been. Yep. However, 46-49, we've won the game. That you led again. I mean, we're more likely to perform now because they're using the Duke's ball. And of course, we've got a whole fistful of fast bowlers, Nick Winter particular, who is very good with the Dukes, and then now Worrell's back. I mean, okay, Western Australia haven't gone well, but we are fourth.
Fourth.
You know, and it's not that far away. I mean, it's very hard to get outright victories in this form of the game because of the nature of the pitches that they're serving up. But if they could win another one or two, they might get somewhere. So
well,
there you go.
Who knows? Fingers crossed for the Redbacks.
Yeah, so
we played them into form.
We have. Now, Phil, very rarely in front of you or our listeners do I suggest and offer an apology, but I'm going to have to.
What?
This is an official apology. The AFLW, after my bagging of 40 goals, they're on fire. 40 goals they kicked in the first round.
Yep.
Guess what? 60 in the second. Now, that is a vast improvement.
How many kicked 10 in a game?
None. Hang on. It depends how you want to put it. Freo kicked 9 goals, 6. So that qualifies, doesn't it?
Well, we'll add them up and give them 10.
But
kick 10 goals, though.
That's a vast improvement. 2.1 goals per quarter. Now, as a spectator, you'd be wrapped in that, wouldn't you? I mean, that's an improvement.
What do you watch for the rest of the quarter?
Well, scrums, like you suggested last time. But, I mean, 2.5 or 2.1 up from about 1.3, I think, in the first round.
We're on the up.
Well, and you've got to remember, Brisbane actually kicked a winning score, and Collingwood both, of 6 goals 3, and Adelaide 6 goals 4.
Oh, they were struggling. I watched a little bit of that.
Well, they only just got over St Kilda.
They were getting flogged early.
Oh, were they?
And anyway, I did watch a little bit of the Collingwood game too.
Oh, right. Team, you've heard it from me. I apologise for criticising the AFLW because, I mean, it's going to be mind-blowing. If they increase from 40 goals to 60 goals, dare I say 80 next week, they could be on fire by halfway through the season. Or halfway through the 7 weeks, I think it is, isn't it?
It's a long season, isn't it? 7 weeks goes pretty quick. Have you got a joke, Rick?
Oh, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I want you. What is the difference between a great player and a brilliant player?
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me. I was neither.
Well, I'll tell you. A great player should only believe half of what he reads about himself. and a brilliant player knows which half.
Yeah, I didn't have to worry about either of those, did I? So.
Well, I don't know about that. The way you've been on fire with your lawn bowls.
Payne and Bowling Club.
Hey?
Are they on fire or what? Three in a row?
Three in a row.
Knocking on the four?
Yes. And you are...
Sitting sixth?
And you personally are on fire.
On fire.
Modesty prevents him saying anything more, team. But
no, I've been going quite well, and the rink has been going very well. So, yep, won't take all the credit, but, yep, Payne and Bowling Club, keep an eye out for us.
Oh, we're coming. Will. Well, I think that's enough for this week. So until next time, this is Rick.
This is Phil.